Have you ever had an apple and yes. you just... You have?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Moneybags.
Yes. Next question.
Have you ever had an apple that you just, you didn't want it to end?
No.
What?
No.
Like an apple so good, you're like, oh my God, I've got to budget these bites.
No.
Oh, I just finished one.
I've never I've never felt that way about a fruit before. I felt that way about, I don't know, a pie before or...
But never a piece of fruit.
Even a steak, but no, there's never been a piece of fruit where I was just like, savor every bite.
Oh.
Oh, live in the moment.
Yeah.
Did you take a picture of it?
No. Oh, am I supposed to? Is that what the influencers are doing? No, I just had it was an ambrosia, by the way, if you're keeping track.
Ooh, that's what I have waiting for me after this.
Well, if it's still there.
It looked a little damaged. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have high hopes for this particular ambrosia.
And I don't have high hopes for you. A lawn chair is a good town chair, but you're aware of that. It falls down to half the size, so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time in my old lawn chair. Hey, welcome to Lawn Chair Profits. My name's Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly over there. We host a disc jockey radio show. In Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Beautiful Edmonton, Alberta, where it's just about to be April.
And it's minus a billion.
And yesterday I walked my dog and the wind chill was minus 20.
Did you have to put those little weighted deep sea diver boots on him to keep him down?
I'm not going to lie to you. I think he's put on a couple LBs of late.
Oh.
So he was fine. Although it was.
Are you shaming him on the podcast?
I'm not saying that he could stand to lose a few, but okay. I don't know. Maybe good.
I saw a woman walking past my house yesterday with just a tiny little dog, a speck of a dog. This woman was leaning into the wind. Like she was working against the wind and the dog seemed fine. How come the dog didn't blow away? Low center of gravity?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Hmm. Some kind of scientific explanation. There's a woman in my neighborhood. She has to be about... And I'm estimating here, a million years old.
Oh, I thought you were going to comment on her weight. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
She is probably the world's oldest person.
Yeah.
And every day she still goes out and walks her dog, which I kind of admire. And yesterday, like she has a pretty intense lean going on. And
because of the wind or?
No, just in general.
Other health issues.
And I was worried that the wind was just going to finish the job and just topple her over.
Yeah.
So I was very nervous as she walked by with her dog, but. If she can do it, I can do it. Yeah. Is kind of the thought I had. So I took my idiot out for a walk and instantly regret it. Minus 20, and it's April in like 48 hours.
So anyway, we live in Edmonton.
Yeah, long story short, we live in Edmonton.
Yeah, if you're ever looking for us, just find us, sonic1029.com. That's where you can hear more of this every weekday morning. From 5:30 till 9 a.m.
Prime time.
I don't know what time zone we're in. I think it's mountain.
Mountain time.
Sure.
That's a good trivia question.
What time zone are we in? Everybody else talks about Pacific and Eastern. Nobody ever talks about Central or Mountain.
Central can get banned. What about, what's that Newfoundland one where they just changed by a half hour?
Yeah.
Just to be different.
Okay, we get it, Newfoundland. You got Labrador over there and you have a fancy time zone.
You're so zany.
Yeah, okay. I was out the other night for dinner with my beautiful, beautiful bride, who currently is stuck in Saskatchewan.
Beautiful.
The weather's so bad over there. But we went out the other night and she couldn't see this guy. She had her back to him, but he was in my line of sight. And I obsessed over this for 45 straight minutes to the point she's looking at me. She didn't have to say it, but I knew she was saying, "You ruined my life." Or maybe she was just saying, "Shut up about the guy with the rubber gloves on." But there was a guy in my line of sight wearing rubber gloves while he was eating his burger. He ate the entire burger. And at first I thought, okay, it's a pandemic. He's just trying to be safe and everything. But as soon as he put the last bite of his burger, like as soon as it was done, he peeled off the gloves with a hearty snap of each one and then just continued to drink his beer. The server brought him the little pin pad so he could pay his bill, like the whatever that thing's called.
Yeah, the debit machine.
Debit machine. he handled that. Like, no, like he's passing it back and forth from one hand to the other. He's looking through his jacket pocket.
So he's barehanding everything except his food.
So it was not a germ thing. It was clearly a messy thing. He didn't want to get burger juices all over his hands.
I see.
It threw me off.
It would throw me off too. I've never even been tempted to do that. I would think that would make your food taste like rubber gloves.
And every time you brought that bun up to you, you'd catch a whiff of like doctor's office. Like that's what it would smell like to me.
Is that what, so they were the, like, were they dish gloves?
No, they were like the medical, those rubber, blue rubber gloves okay. that litter every parking lot these days.
Okay.
It was those.
That is really odd to eat your food with that.
Yeah. And I have some quirky habits. Like I don't like getting my hands all sticky and messy ever. Like when I'm at home eating, if I'm in a restaurant eating, I eat a burger. If the burger's too unmanageable, I will eat it with a knife and fork and I will get ridiculed the whole meal. But I'm not putting on rubber gloves to eat it though.
That seems exceptionally weird. So how much time are you really saving? You're just saving a trip to the bathroom to soap up. Like, it seems like nothing that soap and water couldn't take care of.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, I don't want to get barbecue sauce all over my beer glass, too, because then it looks like I'm just a total slob. Like, you transfer. It transfers to other things, Bryce, like your pant legs, your shirt, in your case, your hair.
The inside of my nostrils?
Yeah. Have you been snorting barbecue sauce again? Are we going to grab a call here? Or are we just going to blab?
Yeah, sure. Let's take a call.
Hello.
You were talking about guys eating burgers with their gloves on. We were just over in Latvia, and they serve burgers with gloves on the side so you can wear them. It's so that way you don't make a mess on your hands. So that way you don't make a mess of their restaurant.
So they bring you cutlery and a pair of rubber gloves.
Yeah, it's really weird. It was very strange for us.
Yeah, I get it. I don't like getting my hands messy when I eat, and that's why I eat a burger with a knife and fork, and I get plenty of ridicule for that. But I can't imagine the ridicule you would get for wearing rubber gloves while you eat a burger.
But it's a whole country over there, so
yeah,
like
I know.
Everybody did it.
Yeah, okay. Did you do it?
No, I laughed at them and then didn't.
Maybe, because I would just feel like the burger would end up tasting like rubber glove. Every time you brought it up to your mouth, you would just smell rubber glove.
Yeah, as a chef, smelling the rubber glove smell just turns me off all the time. So,
well, maybe Garnco beef-scented rubber gloves aren't such a bad idea after all.
Life is better with Garnco Industries.
Yeah, Garnco Industries really does make life better, Bryce.
That's what I've read.
Mm-hmm.
I read about that in Time magazine.
Yeah, I don't know. Even if they brought me gloves in Latvia or wherever, I'm not going to put them on to eat my burger.
It seems strange. I guess I can understand your desire to not get messy, but
yeah,
I would feel like everyone would be staring at me. I don't have, I'm too weak-willed. I'm too shallow a person. I would worry what everyone else was thinking.
This text, my dad only eats popcorn with a spoon.
What?
And chips with a fork.
What?
The chips take a bit of practice, though, Emily. Why would you choose a fork to eat chips?
I wouldn't be able to stop thinking about it if I was somewhere and watched someone digging through a bag of all dressed with a fork.
How? Like, you don't stab? Like, do you have to weave it through the little fork tines? You got to try eating popcorn with chopsticks. Why? Actually, several people have said that here.
It's odd how many people said that. Because at first, that was another thing where I was like, why would you make life so much? Popcorn is one of those things that's meant to be enjoyed by the fistful.
Yeah.
Why would you limit yourself to one piece of popcorn at a time?
Somebody said the original text we got on the chopsticks and popcorn, apparently that's a thing people are doing. This person wrote in on behalf of their brother and said, my brother eats popcorn with chopsticks all the time because he has a fear of eating his hands. Like that.
Ooh.
Okay. I get that.
Is your brother two? Because if he's older than that, then yeah. That fear should be gone.
Bryce, how dare you be insensitive?
Well, at a certain point.
I know.
That's just the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. He won't eat anything with his hands for fear of accidentally eating one of his. I think I would stop at the first little bite of my index finger. I'd yell, ouch, I would exclaim, ouch, and then I would stop biting myself. I would have the willpower to stop eating my hand.
Yeah, I don't think your hand would taste good, nor would it feel good, so I think yeah. you would stop naturally.
Somebody else says, my husband and mother-in-law both eat the core of apples, seeds and all. It disturbs me.
I've seen that before, too. It is weird. And for me, it's a texture thing more than anything. You get too close. Have you ever bitten too deep into an apple and you accidentally get some of that hard, rindy part?
It's like eating a piece of plastic.
Yeah, forget it. And to eat the seeds?
Ugh.
Gross.
And then next thing you know, you're making a duty in the forest. And next thing you know, you've planted an apple tree where there shouldn't be an apple tree. Right?
Or just grows in your stomach.
Oh.
One day you wake up and there's a branch coming out of your throat. Could happen.
Did you see how many people said that they would, they or someone they know eats the entire kiwi?
Oh, yeah. The skin and all?
Oh, my God. That's like you see the cat walk by and you're like, oh, I could go for something furry. But you don't want to eat the cat because that would be cruel. So instead you pop a kiwi in your mouth.
Do you eat an orange? Right? No, you don't.
Oh, I used to work with a guy in Victoria, BC, who he worked in our newsroom, and I could see him through the studio window, and he would eat the entire banana peel. He would eat the whole. What? Would you rather eat an orange peel or a banana peel, Bryce?
Probably the banana one of the two.
I just think it'd be stringy and gross. The orange peel would taste disgusting. Like, have you accidentally bit a piece of orange peel? It's super bitter. I imagine it would be like eating earwax.
Oh, gross.
But eating a banana peel, it'd be like all that banana string hanging out of your mouth.
I don't even like going too deep on a piece of watermelon.
Oh, yeah. You get a little bit of rind.
No, thank you.
No. Let's grab another call here. Hello.
Yeah, that seems a little odd to me, but I could almost see eating wings with rubber gloves under certain circumstances. I was a number of years ago in Cold Lake, and my coworker very, very much likes his hot wings, and so they have a ghost pepper wing on the menu there, and he asked them to make it specially hot just for him, and when his wings came out, he says, Liam, you want to try one? And I said, absolutely. So I grab one, and just do the double-handed, and he just looks at me and starts shaking his head. And I said, what? He said, well, now how are you going to use the washroom after this? Said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, these wings are that spicy. Even soap and water is not going to take all the spice off, so enjoy.
How are you going to take your contacts out, man?
Exactly. So I guess it's when you're eating hot, hot wings, it's a one-handed affair.
Oh, so use your non-dominant hand?
Yeah, I think that's the idea. I just, for me, at that point, the heat overtakes the flavor, and then it's no fun for me anymore. So.
Yeah, I don't understand hot, hot food like that. I don't get. I think a lot of the time, I'm going to shoulder check right here because this is going to piss people off. I think people do it for show. I think they don't really enjoy it.
I think you're exactly right. I had wings at Jungle Gyms one time that I had to sign a waiver for, and it was really just to say I did it. That was it.
Oh, that reminds me of that segment from Saturday Night Live the other night that you missed. They did a parody of Hot Ones.
I do watch Hot Ones.
And Maya Rudolph was on, and she was playing Beyonce on the SNL sketch. And the flavors of hot, I'm still laughing. It's 4 days ago, and I'm still laughing about Hitler's anus and the devil's diarrhea.
I don't know how you enjoy things that get that spicy.
I don't think people do. I think it's sort of a hot take here. I think it's a bit of a, hey, look at me. I can eat the hottest wings.
Little cry for help?
Yeah.
Because I thought I could handle spicy things because I'm like, I can eat hot wings. No problem. And then one time it was at a pizza place and it had 3 chili peppers beside it on the menu. I'm like, how spicy can a piece of pizza be? Out of my way, pizza menu.
Did you push it to the floor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I threw it over my shoulder, did that move where I tucked the napkin into the top of my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I got halfway through a piece and was dying. It was so unbearable.
I
couldn't deal with it.
Did you get sick to your pants?
No, I had to, even more shameful. I had to order a different pizza. This one's too spicy.
And did you tell them to give the rest of your pizza to your archenemy?
I should have mailed it to my...
Give this to some children that may not have pizza.
Holy cow. It was so... Like, I couldn't enjoy it. There was nothing enjoyable about that pizza.
And I know a guy, too. He listens to this podcast. Hey, Doug. He will order the hottest wings on the menu. And you'll be sitting across from him. He's doing the move like... open hand pounding the table and sweat is just, he'll give you the shush finger when you talk because
he's got to focus on the pain.
He can't push through the pain, but those are the wings he orders and it looks like no fun. Like, why would you do that?
No, just give me some salt and peppers. I'm here for a good time.
Clearly he's putting Hitler's anus on his hot wings. Oh my God. Watch that sketch on SNL. That was, I'm still laughing about it. And sorry, Doug, to call you out on the podcast here.
Yeah, you don't want Hitler's anus touching your lips.
If there's one takeaway from this episode of Lawn Chair Profits, that's it right there. Are we going to grab another one or what?
Yeah.
Okay, hi.
It's a challenge. You got to rise to the challenge. No, you don't enjoy the spiciest food, but you know you can eat it and it makes you feel strong.
You could also run a marathon.
You're not wrong. I could run a marathon and feel even stronger.
Okay.
But marathons aren't delicious.
But marathons don't make you crap your pants. Well, sometimes.
That was beautiful.
I know. I paint pictures with words. That's what I do.
Did Socrates say that?
Uh-huh. I don't know. That's just not enjoyable to me. No. It'd be like, it's like, I love sandwiches. But I'm never going to go to Subway and be like, okay, I'm going to have a 12-inch assorted, and could you just have somebody punch me in the face nonstop while I try and eat this?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it is.
No. So it seems like a bit of a show-off move to see who can handle the most heat.
Yeah. Maybe you could call up Jared, and he could just repeatedly punch me in the back of the head while I eat my sub.
Ooh, Jared.
Oh, no.
A sad turn that story took.
It sure did. Hey, guys, I like to use chopsticks for Cheetos. Never thought of using them for popcorn, though. But they're great for keeping your fingers clean and making you eat slower so you can enjoy your snack longer. I do love Cheetos, but I love Hawkins Cheesies even more. And that's you eat a bag of Hawkins and you look like a 3-pack-a-day smoker.
Yeah, they do leave a stain.
Yeah.
I've never been bothered by that, though, to the point that maybe it's just because I'm not that good with chopsticks. Maybe I'm just envious of their ability to, if you can pick up popcorn kernels and Cheetos with chopsticks, you got me beat.
Yeah, I could never do that. I suck at chopsticks. No, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. If there was an Olympics for eating utensils and it came down to a final between a fork versus chopsticks, chopsticks won't stand a chance.
No, I need to shovel that rice into my mouth now, not grain by grain.
Yeah. Let me see you eat your soup, chopsticks. Not that you can eat soup with a fork, but...
I just wish I had the steady hand for it.
I eat kiwi with the skins on too. Ugh. That's where all the nutrients... Yes, there are also nutrients in a bottle of vitamins.
Yeah, or a bag of manure.
Yeah, my husband eats kiwis with the skin on. Gross, yes, very gross. And I wonder, is he lazy or does he just like the taste of fur?
That's so gross. Like, it's clearly not something you're supposed to eat.
Oh, here's one of my favorites. I cut the ends off my hot dogs because they look like little buttholes.
What?
Uh-huh.
I've never thought about that before, but
I call them the hats. When my kids were little.
I like that a little better.
I used to have to cut the ends off of their sausages and their hot dogs, and they'd always go, oh, look, Dad, do you want my hats? And they still, to this day, will ask me if I want the hats. Of course I want the hats.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Have you ever had the ham hat? Like the rounded part on the top of a ham?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. That is the money piece of ham. That's the ham hat.
Yeah.
Should be called the ham crown.
I like the hat better than the...
Butthole.
Butthole reference.
Yeah.
Although it's not going to stop me from eating hot dogs.
No. Chopsticks for popcorn. Genius. No buttery hands. A date night trick right there. You're on a date. What are you going to need your hands for?
Genius is a strong term.
Yeah, kind of. Oh my God, we got pages of these.
Isn't that what napkins are for?
I'm tired of listening to myself read.
Well, how about we talk to someone then?
Like whom, Bryce?
So we were talking about like the weird habits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This one isn't food related, but I figured I'd contribute. It's one of my favorites. I used to work with a guy who would pre-record his TV shows and watch them after work. No problem there. I'd go over to his house. We'd watch TV together. He would insist on watching the commercials on pre-recorded TV because it was part of the TV experience.
You know what? Hang on a second. As somebody who works in that industry, I'm slow clapping. I'm applauding your friend right now. There he is. We're lifting him over our heads now. There's an overhead shot from a jib cam. And then scene.
Exactly.
Hey, can I ask you this? Was he a lot older than you?
No, he was not. He was about 2 years older than I was at the time.
How old would you guys, when was this?
This was about a decade ago. I was 25. You would have been 27 at the time.
Ah, okay. Because sometimes I get nostalgic for, old appointment viewing. Like when you had to be home Thursday night at 9 if you wanted to watch Seinfeld and Friends, and you had to watch them in real time. I miss that.
Mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean. Like the big TV moments, like the shared cultural experience.
Yes.
Doesn't hit quite as hard.
It's
when
gone.
It happens at your leisure kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching, like when you watch sports events after the fact, like big games and stuff like that. Like, yeah, you're still seeing it and stuff, but there's a different, something that happens when you see it live, when it happens, like when you're watching, when you're supposed to be watching it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, who is this?
This is Lewis.
Don't you miss that? Like at the next day after a major TV event, just hanging out by the water cooler, talking about what you saw on TV last night, because you all watched it at the same time.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I guess. But I would never, if I'm watching a recorded show, I'm fast forwarding through the commercials. It would be weird to not do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been times where I forgot. I'm like, oh, geez, what am I doing? And then you can fast forward.
Yeah. Am I my grandparents?
What am I doing? I had a movie sitting on my PVR for ages, and I watched it recently, and it was from like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic. And just seeing the commercials for football games and all the movies coming out this weekend.
And there was no disclaimer at the bottom of the commercial for Gaviscon or whatever that's filmed in a football stadium that says, this was shot prior to the pandemic.
Yeah.
Just so that you don't become outraged by the fact that a group got together.
Man, it seemed like a simpler time.
Oh my God. Yeah. It wasn't on that weird Paramount network, right, that we've discussed over and over again?
No.
Where you see a clip from Bar Rescue every 7 minutes, and it's always the same clip of some mean guy yelling at a guy whose business is in trouble.
It's like, you're a drunk.
Why are you yelling at me? I'm about to lose my business and my family. And you dress like my creepy uncle.
You're listening to The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. It's like radio, but on the internet.
I can't shake this apple that you ate earlier that you claim was the best thing. You couldn't wait for it to end?
Well, no, I didn't want
it
to end.
You didn't want it to end.
Yeah, it's like a really, really good movie that you're enjoying and you're like, oh my God, I don't, or a book. Remember books, Bryce, when people used to read?
No.
And you'd realize you only had like 20 pages left and you're like, I don't want this to be over. Sometimes I feel that way about a really good apple.
No, apple I eat for the nutrients. I don't eat for the enjoyment.
Yeah. As you can tell, Bryce and I are men of very few passions. And sure, Bryce has his Eastern European folk dancing.
Yes.
His LARPing and his card making. But we both share a passion for apples.
Yeah, there's definitely a hierarchy when it comes to good apples versus bad.
Yeah, and I think we both agree that, the Macintosh. The Macintosh is the apple you eat when you've been with someone for a long, long time and they've kind of beaten you down emotionally and made you feel maybe like you're not worth anything. And clearly you are worth something. But that's the Macintosh is the apple you're eating at that low point in your life. Can we just grab a call here?
Oh, sure.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm one of those people that eat the whole apple.
Oh, gross.
No, so the thing is, though, I like to eat the apples in the car on the way home from work. And the problem with an apple core is that it's kind of messy and you don't really have a good place to put it in the car. So then you want to chuck it out the window. But if you're driving down the white mud, you feel kind of like a jerk for doing that. And you get all the judgment from all the other cars. So I just figured I'll just eat the whole apple and then I don't have to deal with that issue anymore.
You could do what other people who sometimes borrow my car do and put the apple core in the little door handle holder. That drives me nuts. Who decided that's where apple cores go? Use the cup holder if you have to use something.
Right. And there's like the problem with, I mean, sometimes they do that with like bananas they'll, especially in winter, they just sort of freeze and dry up and turn black and stuff with the peel.
Yeah.
But an apple core just gets mushy.
What's your first name?
Tess? Yep.
Parting question here before I let you go. The greatest apple is?
Oh, Gala apples.
I will accept that. I don't know if it's, I thought if you were going to say Macintosh, I was going to say good day.
No, like a Macintosh is just bruises.
Yeah, exactly.
Bruises and wax.
I'm going
to
write
positive to a Macintosh aside from the price.
Yeah, I'm going. The Macintosh is the apple you buy when you have low self-esteem, when you don't think you deserve a good apple.
Yeah, like, you know what? Ambrosias are good too.
Yeah, ambrosias are a fine apple.
Yeah, they are good too. Galas are better price point wise than ambrosia. Granny Smith's I'll even take, like, in the summer. Red Delicious I can't do.
The Red Delicious is the most inappropriately titled apple.
It is. Yeah, it's red, but I wouldn't say it's delicious.
It's so forgettable. It looks great. It looks good on camera.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one step up from the Macintosh.
If you're filming for the cinema, you use a Red Delicious. But if you're just eating for the enjoyment, that's not the way to go.
Yeah.
I do think Honeycrisp is the top of the ladder.
Yeah, the Honeycrisp is a fine. The Pink Lady, also a fantastic. The Kanzi, K-A-N-Z-I.
Oh, man. I just dived into that for the first time. I'd never heard of it before.
And you pointed out that on the Kanzi bag, there's like it looks like a thermometer, but it gives you the tartness of all the top shelf apples.
Yeah, and Kanzi was right below Honeycrisp.
Yeah, Honeycrisp is, it can be a little tart. It's no Granny Smith. Like, I do not like Granny Smith.
No, those are for pies only.
Yes, exactly. Or for people, the same people that want Jared from Subway punching them in the face while they're eating a sub.
No, I actually had my first ever bad Honeycrisp last week. I mean, they can't all be winners.
Tell me more.
You know? Even the best home run hitters.
Okay, I'm gonna need details.
It was a little too bruised. I think it was just too old.
Yeah.
I think my local grocer did me dirty. Sold me a bad Honeycrisp.
Did you get those at Costco?
The Kanzis I did.
Yeah. Have you ever returned produce?
No. I have too much pride for that. I don't know why.
You buy a garbage watermelon and you're gonna just, there's $8 and then just throw it out?
No.
See, I make it sound like I go to, my wife will go return produce. If it's bad, why not?
I've scanned through, like I get a bag of grapes and it scans through and it'd be like $47. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Instead of being like, no, thank you. You can put those back. I'll just eat the cost and then not eat the grapes. Because I never finished a bag of grapes.
What's the most you've ever spent on grapes?
I swear I just bought some recently that were like $11. But that seemed insane.
Do you not weigh them? Do you not look at the package and see what's in there? Or do you just buy them like...
They're like, it costs this much per pound. And I'm like, I'm not going to put them on a scale. I also have too much pride for that.
Use the scale.
I just throw them in the cart. Because then what do I do if it's like... I just throw them in.
Next thing you know, you're having to consolidate loans in order to pay for your grapes.
I've done the same mistake with chocolate-covered raisins as well. It was not good.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay to say... You know what? Second thought, I don't really need that bulk whatever.
You know, some people can say they're in dire financial straits because of bad investing or just, you know, a bad balance with their job or the pandemic. Me, I'm in terrible shape because of grapes and chocolate-covered raisins.
We only got two chairs, but maybe if you ask nice, you can sit on Bryce's lap. It's the Lawn Chair Profits.
Speaking of grocery stores, a couple weeks ago, I was just bored driving around town and thinking aloud to myself, what's the best grocery store in town? And it became my mission to find the nicest grocery store in the city, because I've come to learn that that is important.
If I'm not mistaken, this was on either a Friday or Saturday night.
It was a weekend.
Yes.
And I think that same weekend, I also spent my Friday night, 9 p.m. on a Friday night.
At Walmart.
And I'm in Walmart.
Looking at...
weighing my options in the melatonin aisle.
Wow.
I had two bottles in my hand. Look, it's like 9:30. I'm like, what am I doing?
You're in your early 70s now? How old are you?
I'm 34.
34, okay.
And that's how I'm spending my Friday nights.
And Saturday nights.
And days.
So that's how we got onto the topic of when you know you're getting old. And somebody actually texted too, and I sort of disagree with this one because I've loved these for years. It says, you're old when you like the taste of beets. Is that...
oof.
I like pickled beets. I would never just eat a beet.
I've never jumped on that train. I have the vegetable taste of a seven-year-old.
You wouldn't eat a pickled beet?
No.
Fantastic.
No. Never been my bag.
Somebody said, your comment made me laugh, and it is so true. Apparently, when you're middle-aged, you discover that you like beets. I'd always eaten my mom's borscht just to kind of humor her and to be polite, but a couple of weeks ago, I took some out of the freezer because I was feeling the need to be super healthy, and I discovered that I absolutely loved it, and I asked her for more. I suppose prunes are next. Probably.
Borscht. That's something, it sounds bad, it looks bad.
Oh my God, my mom made it once when I was in grade 3. I can still taste it. Maybe I should go back and revisit borscht. Is it borscht or borscht?
There's a T on there, isn't there?
There's a T on there. I'm probably butchering it. Yeah. Sounds pretentious though if I go borscht, like the people who call it a Porsche.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let me check my schedule.
When the adult diaper commercial is playing your jams.
Oh man. Yeah. There's like a meme where it's like, when the bars are playing your jams, then the next thing you know, like, oh, the radio station's playing my jams. Oh, the grocery store is playing my jams. Now the adult diaper commercial.
Oh.
Like, oh, this song slaps.
I was excited to get a new frying pan and sad when my favorite measuring cup broke. Matt. Yeah. When you have a favorite measuring cup, oh boy.
I crazy glued one. I broke the handle off of one, and I couldn't part with it.
Your measuring cup?
So I had to crazy glue the handle back on.
How does it withstand the dishwasher?
It's lasted so far, but every time I use it, I'm like, easy, old boy.
Yeah, this could be it.
Slow for and you steady. And I. No quick motions.
You're biting your knuckle and staring at the floor. I realized I was old, too, is that, you know that Eddie Vedder song, Hard Sun?
Mm-hmm.
What was that movie?
Into the Wild.
Into the Wild. Right. So that's a great song, but I also realized I played the original version of that song when it first came out, and I played it on the radio back in the early 90s. So that's when I realized it was some of the songs I played early in my career are now being, I've been around long enough that songs are being remade.
Yeah.
So
some as novelties.
Oh, yeah.
I saw someone write online the other day, and it hit home pretty hard that they were old enough that they have a favorite burner on their stove.
Oh. Yeah.
They just have a go-to burner.
Is it a back burner or is it a front burner?
Bottom, front right for me.
Front right? Yeah. Oh my God. Everybody has a go-to burner, don't they?
Oh yeah.
Front right for me as well.
Yeah. It just burns the best.
Yeah. I realized I was old when I could sit in silence in my car and it didn't bother me.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes I can drive in silence.
I've done that a couple times where you're just like, you know, and dog walks too is another one.
Oh.
Where I'm like, you know what? I did that yesterday.
Because it was too windy. You wouldn't have been able to hear your headphones anyway.
I just needed to hear my thoughts, which turned out to mostly be about the wind and how much I hated it.
Yeah.
But
and which was your favorite burner on the stove.
Yeah. But sometimes you drive and walk without music or anything?
I've noticed that lately too, is that there's been a few times when I've been out walking and like, especially on weekends, I'll go out for a huge walk and it's still dark out and I don't want to wear my headphones because
murderers.
Vampires and murderers, I want to be able to hear them coming. And then I get like 10K into this walk because I walk a long way and I go, I still haven't put my headphones in and don't think I will. This is enjoyable.
Yeah.
Every now and again, it's just like, you got to clear your head.
You tell that to someone who's 18 and they would look at you like you're insane.
Yeah. You know, you're aging when you wash the Ziploc bags and reuse them. Oh, God, I hate that.
I've never done that.
My wife's out of town right now. I'm throwing out Ziploc bags left and right. Just throwing them out.
Just living.
Not even use it. I'm just in the pantry pulling them out of the box and throwing them right in the garbage. Same thing I did with the Yellow Pages when they showed up at my house the other day. Did you get them?
I did get them, yeah.
I felt so like I picked it up and I walked through my house into the garage and put it in the recycling bag.
I did the same thing.
And I did not feel good about it.
I couldn't believe they still made it.
I was shocked.
I didn't even open a page to see what it looked like. I just
Hang on a second. We just lost the Yellow Pages account. Oh, crap. I have a reminder in my phone to change my furnace filter every 90 days.
90 days?
So do I.
Is it every 90 days?
How often are you doing it? Oh, God.
Not every 90 days.
Like every 30 or every 290?
Yeah, it was probably more every 180.
You should probably put a reminder in your phone.
I think I do for 6 months.
I thought it was 90 days.
It could be.
That might be just big filter making me feel like I, sort of like when you go for an oil change and you get synthetic oil and they still tell you, you got to come back in 5,000 kilometers. And you're like, I thought it was 12. I work in an oil change facility, son. I think I know when you need to come back. 5,000. Beat it.
Yeah, someone's lying here.
I know I'm old now when I need my seat heater in my car to help loosen up my back before I go to work. Candace. This one, too. What is it about the word the that can just add 100 years to your age?
Oh, adding a the to something that doesn't have it?
Yes. I think the ultimate example of this would be my grandmother who refers to it as the Safeways. Oh, I got to go to the Safeways.
Oh, I got coffee at the McDonald's over there.
Yeah, you add a the to things that didn't have a the.
That does age you quite a bit.
I accidentally referred to that 70s show the other day as the 70s show.
It's beginning.
Yeah, it's starting.
This is the start of your graceful fall down a mountain.
I got a set of booster cables for Christmas from my mother. I was very confused by this gift, yet has used them on 3 or 4 occasions. Okay, see, the practical gift.
Oof, if you're using your booster cables that much, you might have problems.
Or maybe they're just not like you and I. When you see somebody in the grocery store parking lot who...
They're helping
the stranded. You just sort of speed off into the night. Not my problem.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate.
Yeah, I don't want to get murdered.
It's like, you need a new car battery. They're probably just a hero.
Yeah. I knew I was an adult when I asked for a gravy boat for Christmas. I was thrilled to receive not only the gravy boat, but also the matching butter dish.
Ooh, the butter dish takes that up on another level.
Yeah. One more, and then we're going to wrap this thing up because there's only so much time on the podcast internet, and I don't want to be responsible for using it all up.
Yeah, plus I have to go take a nap. It's almost 10:30 a.m.
I got to go steal your apple. I got a new vacuum, insulated stainless coffee press, and was unusually excited. Still am. That was 3 weeks ago, Michael.
Mm.
Wow, still vibrating from the excitement.
Still riding that high.
Yeah.
I can appreciate a good vacuum, though. And I don't think that's something I would have said 10 to 15 years ago.
Yeah.
A vacuum's a vacuum. I would have scoffed. But now, I'm a Dyson man.
You're running to Dyson over there.
So says the tattoo on my throat anyway.
Thanks for listening to The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of The Lawn Chair Profits enjoy catering by that weird dude down the hall. He smells.